Joining us on the telephone, as we said, switching gears to not just baseball, but Blue Jays baseball. Please welcome Major League Baseball aficionado for Fox Sports, Mr. John Paul Morosi, everybody.
Yeah,
John Paul.
JP.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling great, guys. Thank you very much for asking. Buongiorno to all of you. Hope you're doing great.
Yeah, what's the flu?
Yes, not to get into too many details, but yes, the flu ran through the Morosi household.
Yep.
Here. It was a rough few days, but gladly we're starting to come out of it.
I get it. I know why you don't want to give up details. I totally get it. So we'll just move on. Listen, thanks so much for doing this, brother. Let's talk Daniel Norris for a second. He looked so dominant yesterday.
Tremendous. I thought, he looked like he was throwing even two different types of breaking balls. The changeup looked really good that he was throwing to Adam Jones. So the interesting thing about Daniel Norris, he has now struck out the most batters of any pitcher in spring training anywhere in Major League Baseball this year, with the lone exception of Max Scherzer. So Max Scherzer, the guy that signs for more than $200 million, is number one in strikeouts, and Daniel Norris is number two. So he's been really good this spring. I think his spot in the Jays' rotation is now, it's now certain. And the Jays have to be extremely encouraged with what they've seen from him. Obviously Aaron Sanchez, who pitches today, it's two rookies they'll probably end up having in the rotation. Maybe that's a bit of a concern, but with the way Norris has pitched in particular, they've got to feel very, very good about him.
Do you think that they should give Daniel Norris $200 million?
Not now. They can wait about 6 years before having to do that. But I do think he certainly has earned his spot on the opening day roster. And look, this is where, when you talk about the economics of the game, and obviously it's a tough blow that Stroman is not going to be able to pitch this year, but when you talk about the importance of young pitching and drafting and developing your own guys, your own Max Scherzers, the value of that is just astronomical right now. So if you can put Stroman and Norris and Sanchez in the same rotation, this is where I think it's important for all of us, and you just talked about the Raptors and Masai Ujiri, where you can credit the GMs when they don't make the trades, because there was a lot of times in the last couple of years where the national media, including myself, thought, you know what, it's time for the Jays to make a trade, go out there and really augment their club for today. Well, it's a good thing Alex Anthopoulos didn't, because he's now got these three young men. Of course, we won't see Stroman this year, but certainly with Norris and Sanchez and Stroman, they've got a chance to have a very special rotation for a long period of time at a pretty good cost. So I think you got to credit Alex for that.
John, you add Osuna and Castro in the bullpen as well.
Yes.
Can you remember a time where the Blue Jays had so many exciting young arms?
No, George. I mean, this is really, it's a tremendous time to be a Jays fan. I really believe that. And I think with Castro and Osuna, obviously it's not official yet, but I think John Gibbons knows what he has to do with this bullpen. I think both these guys have to be in there on opening day. Their stuff has been tremendous. I think you saw Miguel Castro last week, John Gibbons giving him, I think it was two innings, maybe even two innings plus, in a night game against the Yankees in Tampa, where you could tell he was basically saying to the world, look at how good this guy is against the Yankees varsity. I have to bring this guy on my team. And I think that's now evident that he's going to do that. I think we're still at the point where neither of them has even given up an earned run. So my one concern, George, is Brett Cecil has yet to pitch in a Major League spring training game, and he's supposed to be the closer. We've got a week and a half left. That makes me nervous. Now, I know they feel like he can get on the mound and probably do the job with the minimal amount of spring training, but that's really dicey to me. And the reason I say that is, if Cecil can't handle the job from a health standpoint early on in the season, then all of a sudden everybody else gets pushed back later into the game, and you're putting Osuna and Castro into roles where you're maybe not comfortable with them being. If they're pitching in the sixth and seventh, I am great with that. They're ready for that. I think they've got all the talent in the world to do that. But if you're starting to ask them to pitch even later in the game because Cecil's not ready, that's where I'm nervous. So I would feel a lot better about this team if, say, Jonathan Papelbon were in camp. But obviously, it doesn't appear that's in the cards right now.
Yeah, we just don't have an extra $13 million hanging around.
Nope. doesn't appear that's the case.
No. And speaking of which, by the way, Blue Jays, one of like seven or eight teams that lost money last year. I think $18 million they lost, even though they were valued at $870 million. Hey, does it surprise you that the Yankees were number one on that list? By the way, $3.2 billion.
I tell you what, one of the things that I really think draws to the strength of baseball right now as a business, Dean, is you see only five teams on that list lost money, I believe. And you have one of the teams that lost money, the Los Angeles Dodgers, just spent $62.5 million on a Cuban infielder with a potentially suspect elbow ligament who they don't really need. So we talk about how good the game is right now. Again, $62.5 million for a player they don't even really need. I mean, when an NHL or NBA team spends that much money on a player, it's like a franchise player, huge news. The Dodgers, it's a luxury item. So whenever anybody tells you that baseball is in trouble, the industry, they're having a hard time with fans and reaching young people, baseball is doing fine. And a day like yesterday, when even a team like the Tampa Bay Rays, for example, still is profitable, and the Oakland A's, I believe, still is profitable, the game of baseball is doing just fine.
John Paul Morosi, Major League Baseball insider for Fox Sports, joins us, our guest, talking Blue Jays. One of the things that spring training was good for, obviously, it settled everybody down with the bullpen and probably second base. Devin Travis has been great. But really exposed first base. Are there any options? Smoke apparently may start at first, but are there any options outside the team that you can think of?
You know, Dean, very limited. A couple names I'd mention that are out of options right now: Jimmy Paredes with the Baltimore Orioles if he doesn't make their team. Travis Ishikawa, left-handed with the Giants, obviously a postseason hero for them last year. He might be an option. But the reality is there's not a lot out there. Chris Carter with the Astros, I don't think he would be available. You know, Danny Valencia's had a good camp, so it's not a sexy answer, but I think Danny Valencia may be a guy that gets more and more opportunities who's already been in Jays camp. He's hit pretty well. He can, I think, feel the position fine. He's pretty athletic. But I agree with you. Smoke has been a disappointment. Derek Barton's been a disappointment. But I think really this is probably going to be an internal option or a minor type waiver claim player that they get before opening day.
And so Ryan Howard, no way, shape, or form, whatever wave is, no trade to come here.
Maybe. But I think that's a lot of money unless all of a sudden the Phillies really eat a lot of it. But I think we can't totally rule that out. But I would be a little surprised if Howard came to the Jays.
Hey, that's a license to print money in Philly as well, because they lost $39 million last year,
yeah.
And they said they're willing to eat 50 of Ryan Howard's.
Yeah, I mean, that's a team that, now, the one thing I'll say is their new TV deal, I believe, kicks in this year, or it might have kicked in at the end of last year, but so they may be getting some new TV revenues in that area, you're right, the Phillies, their attendance has plummeted, and they realize now they have to start the rebuild. So if they have to eat 50, then maybe, you know, would you take Ryan Howard at 1 year and $10 million or so? Maybe, but he's had an okay spring himself. He hasn't been great.